In this project, I chose to interview my mother, who has gone through her own ups and downs in her search for a job that makes her happy and fulfills her. I admire my mother's hard work and determination, which is the reason why I chose her for this project.
I am an assistant professor of sport marketing at St. Joe's University. This is my second semester. I started in August of 2012. I was a tax attorney for the city of Philadelphia, and I love the change in job.
My mother was a strong student at Girls High, and when she graduated and went on to Drexel, she wanted to be an engineer, which she quickly learned was not the right decision for her.
To be. And I chose to go to Drexel because of their cooperative education program. But I didn't go there to study education. I started in engineering.
Which is completely different from teaching.
Yeah. But, you know, after three trimesters in engineering, I knew that that wasn't how my mind worked. And then made the switch to business. And that was a much better fit for me. And so I had a business degree with a concentration in finance. And ended up in banking out of college. I didn't want another business degree. I wanted a law degree because that would give me a different skill set. And a skill set that if I wanted to, I could be entrepreneurial and have my own business.
After working at various banks and the Chief Justice of Pennsylvania, my mother decided to attend law school at Temple, where she had a very unconventional experience, being a little bit older than the traditional law school student and being in a night class and having a full-time job. Her last year was especially unconventional.
And I knew I'd be moving and leaving a job. This was a good time to try and start a family. And so that's what we did. And so I was pregnant my last year. So that was fun toward the end. Challenging toward the end. You were born 1 month after my graduation. So trying to take exams with my 9-month pregnant belly and you kicking because you had no room. Was challenging, but, you know, we got through it.
Made it work.
Yeah.
That's why I have brains.
I guess.
After moving to Massachusetts, my mother decided it was a good idea for her to stay at home.
Made the transition up to Massachusetts, where I chose to stay home with you.
After staying home with me for 2 years, my mother put me in daycare and began pursuing a master's degree in sport management at the University of Massachusetts. A year after working towards her master's, the University of Massachusetts asked my mother to stay on full-time to teach in 2000.
And Head and I are still friends to this day, and we chuckle that in 1 year I'm not the ideal candidate, and then the next year I have keys to every room in the office. And you continue to go after what you want. And I'm patient. And
clearly you deal with me all day.
And I keep at it. In 2003, I started teaching part-time at the Wharton School. You know, the teaching wasn't happening, so I said, I need to pass the bar so I can at least have a license. But I'm 10 years out of law school.
With no tenure job in sight, my mother began to prepare for the bar, which she decided to take 10 years out of law school.
I get up in the morning, I dropped you at camp, I hit my gym for an hour, hour and a half, come home, study. Eat well, and be in bed.
My mother worked at a private law firm and worked at Wharton for one more year before transferring.
And so that was challenging. Because prepping class takes quite a bit of work. Grading takes quite a bit of work. So it was a lot of late nights. There were nights when the nights before I would teach, I was usually up to 3 and 4, sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning, and then still had to get up, get you to school by 8 o'clock, and then head into the office. I moved from the small litigation firm to the city because I wanted to manage my own caseload. And there I knew I could either sink or swim with a government agency. Because there's not a lot of training. They hand you your files. These are your cases. Good luck. You know, very quickly, I could see that the work was not going to be satisfying for me.
3 years into working for the city of Philadelphia, my mother received an opportunity to begin teaching at St. Joseph's University, which she did not end up getting the job the first time she interviewed. The job instead went to the first female president of an MBA franchise.
So I went back to practicing and, you know, was really, really not liking it. And so I'd been doing that for almost 2 months. And I get a call from the chair of the department asking me if we could resume our talks because the woman they hired was going to finish out the spring semester, but she wasn't coming back in the fall.
My mother interviewed for St. Joe's a second time around and got the job, which was life-changing not only for her, but for me to witness. To watch my mother become such a happier person was something I'll never take for granted and I'll never forget.
Dean had the final say, and I was on vacation with you in New Mexico, sitting in the car outside of Whole Foods when the dean made me the offer. And I happily accepted with the calmest, coolest voice.
Even though your face was saying much otherwise.
Yeah, even though I was about ready to jump out of my skin.
Life is different for my mother and I now. We have so many changes to our daily routine, but I think we make it work.
I go in early. So I teach at 9. I usually get to work at 7:30. So I can have coffee and take a look at my notes, print out any handouts, and then...
You get your busy work done, basically.
No, I just kind of try and ease into the day. I usually like to, you know, look at my notes, make sure that I'm clear on my learning objectives for that class and that I deliver it in a way that they know why they're there. And so, you know, you prepping and then it just is an opportunity to sit back and say, okay, this is how today's class is going to flow. Then I teach. If I have office hours, I'll see students for office hours. I have administrative meetings to go to, so I sit on some university committees, and those are usually on the days I don't teach. I also meet with other professors that I'm working on research with, so we can talk about our papers and our approaches and where we are and what our deadlines are. I'm helping with the marketing and promotion of a sport marketing conference that we're doing. That it's our first year and we'll be doing it every year. So working with grad assistants and interns in terms of what I need them to do. And great.
Because my mother puts so much time and effort into each of her classes, my dad and I learned to pick up the slack very quickly because she does the same thing for us on a daily basis.
Enjoy everyone in my department. And, you know, at home, when I need you to cook dinner, because I can't really break because I'm
like
working.
Like a little pancake fest yesterday.
So it was, you know, nice that I could, you know, count on you to pick up there when I need it.
Watching my mother find happiness in the workplace is something that I can honestly say is one of the greatest things to happen to our family. I love watching her thrive in an environment that she loves so much. It makes me so incredibly proud of her that she continued to keep at it when the odds were looking against her.